Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. In your Bible, in Galatians chapter 3, in verse 28, there is a unique preposition used by the New Testament writer when he says, "For you're all one in Christ Jesus." In fact, in Galatians and in Ephesians and Colossians and Philippians and most of the writings of Paul, that prepositional phrase, a very intense prepositional phrase, is going to be used to describe a unique sphere of blessings. And that phrase sounds something just like we've read, in Christ, or here, in Christ Jesus. And I want you today to contemplate with me that phrase, in Christ Jesus. I know it seems like perhaps an insignificant word. It is such a small word, but it is certainly packed with a lot of meaning. Let me illustrate it this way. Let me suggest to you that there is a room somewhere located. I'll give you the location in just a moment. And as you walk into this room, you notice there are priceless treasures. There are paintings painted by the most famous painters the world has ever known, off to the right. Maybe in the far right corner of the building as you look, there are stacks and stacks and stacks, just mounds of diamonds of the clearest quality and cut that's ever imaginable to man. And then off to the side, you see bars of gold stacked to the ceiling. And you know that because of the way they're fashioned and stamped, that just one of them is immeasurable in its own price. And maybe as you scan back your eyes to the front left of the building, there are a number of odd items that have unique value placed upon them because of to whom they belonged or something along those lines. And you know that the combined treasure is worth more than the world itself could imagine. Well, you can imagine that that place of blessing is somebody, is some place that anybody would want to be. You'd want to be in that place. Well, what if I could describe to you today a place that had far greater blessings? A place where the blood of Jesus was located. A place where the spiritual blessings that God provides was located. Wouldn't that be a far greater value than any of the monetary possessions in that room full of priceless earthly treasures? In Galatians chapter 3, Paul is describing just that by the use of that phrase, in Christ. He is saying that there is a place where there are blessings beyond compare. In this passage, in Galatians chapter 3, I just want to give you some of the blessings that are in Christ. And notice in verse 13, one of the blessings that we have inside of Jesus Christ is atonement. Notice in verse 13, Paul writes and says, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." I want you to consider that Jesus Christ did what no one else or nothing else could do. Jesus actually brought atonement for sin, of course, by the giving of His own life in our stead. Not only is there atonement in Christ, but Paul describes, beginning in about verse 19, anticipation in Christ. That Jesus brought in a superior system, the faith of Jesus Christ, so that we are now no longer under the schoolmaster. Notice also as you examine this passage that Paul even describes the avenue into Christ. Notice in verse 27, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Jesus Christ have put on Christ." Of course, he's talking about the fact that in baptism we enter into the sphere of Jesus. We enter into that location where there are blessings beyond compare. And then just by way of illustration, Paul in verse 28 and 29 describes some of the advantages in Christ. He says, "There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Now you can branch out from there. You could read perhaps in Ephesians 1 how that all spiritual blessings are in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. Or that forgiveness of sins, redemption is in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 1:7. Or in Romans 8 and verse 1, in Christ Jesus there is no condemnation to those who keep on walking according to the Spirit's teaching. On and on the list goes, grace is in Christ, 2 Timothy 2:1. Salvation is in Christ, 2 Timothy 2:10. Again, just innumerable blessings in that one location in Christ. Aren't you thankful then that God placed so much detail, so much attention in the small words of the Bible like in Christ? It's a beautiful prepositional phrase. I hope that you'll value it more after our study today. But that's been our word for the day. Again, I'm David Smith. This is In a Word.